Born in 1812, Charles Dickens was a literary genius and the most famous author of the 19th century. He possessed what scholars called the conscience of his age, combining social critique, characterization, and humor in his writing, exploring the inequalities and contradictions of Victorian society. First published as a serial in 1849-50 and as a book in 1850, David Copperfield is one of his best-loved novels, and according to the author himself, is a very complicated weaving of truth and invention. A middle-aged David Copperfield narrates the novel in first person. Now an eminent author, he looks back on his formative years and experiences in classic Bildungsroman style. David's father dies before he is born, and his mother passes away when he is still very young. At the age of 10, he is taken out of school by his stepfather and sent to work in a factory, which was also Dickens' experience as a child.
You have received some considerable education already. Education is costly, and even if it were not, and I could afford it, I am of the opinion that it would not be at all advantageous to you to be kept at school. What is before you is a fight with the world, and the sooner you begin it, the better.
David's fight with the world is helped and sometimes hindered by a memorable cast of characters: Peggotty, Betsy Trotwood, Barkis, Uriah Heep, Steerforth, Agnes, and Mr. and Mrs. Micawber. Mr. Micawber finds himself imprisoned for debt, as was Dickens' own father. Micawber shares the rule of happiness in life with David, a rule he himself has sadly failed to follow.
Annual income, £20. Annual expenditure, 19, 19 and 6. Result, happiness. Annual income, £20. Annual expenditure, £20, 0 and 6. Result, misery. In short, you are forever flawed, as I am.
Tragedy and romance often go hand in hand in Dickens' novels, and David Copperfield is no exception. Committing himself to a marriage with young Dora, despite fundamental differences in outlook and values, David Copperfield suffers heartbreak, but also insight. He concludes that good character, integrity, and hard work are more important than talent or sophistication.
I will only add to what I have already written of my perseverance at this time of my life, and of a patient and continuous energy which then began to be matured in me, and which I know to be the strong part of my character, if it have any strength at all, that there, on looking back, I find the source of my success.
Charles Dickens worked in a law office, taught himself shorthand, and became a reporter before writing fiction. David Copperfield follows a similar path, training as a legal clerk and writing newspaper reports on parliamentary debates before reinventing himself as an author. When Copperfield visits his aunt and suggests going for a horse ride, she remarks on his progress.
"The ride will do his master good at all events," observed my aunt, glancing at the papers on my table.
"Ah, child, you pass a good many hours here. I never thought, when I used to read books, what work it was to write them."
"It's work enough to read them sometimes," I returned. "As to the writing, it has its own charms, aunt."
Dickens described David Copperfield as his favourite child, and the book was hugely popular on his reading tours, which were attended by large crowds. When he died in 1870, Dickens left a legacy of 15 novels, 5 novellas, and hundreds of short stories and non-fiction articles. Alongside his list of enduring characters and stories, Dickens is remembered for his campaigning and support for children's rights, education, and other social reforms. David Copperfield marks the point where Dickens matures as a serious writer, following an ethos explained by David Copperfield himself. "Whatever I have tried to do in life, I have tried with all my heart to do well."